Hi, this is Mark Miner, and you're listening to Minard.com podcast. This is the second in a series of discussions about Civil War soldiers who were members of the Ross Rush Post of the Grand Army of the Republic in Ursina, Pennsylvania, in the years after the war. Many of them are buried in the Jersey Baptist Church in Ursina. And I recently gave a talk at the church at the request of the Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War and Auxiliary Mount Union Church Camp. If you haven't heard the first in the series, we covered three soldiers, Jerome B. Jennings, Jacob J. Rush, and Leroy Forker. Today we're going to focus on three more, and then I'll do a third podcast with the final three of the nine. Today's soldiers are Harrison Yunkin, John Enos, and Marcellus Andrews. Harrison K. Yunkin was born in 1842 in Addison, Somerset County, son of Henry F. Yunkin and Mary King. He stood 5'9" with a fair complexion, brown eyes, and dark hair. On New Year's Eve 1863, Harrison Yunkin married Sarah Mary Hanna, daughter of Judge John Hanna of Addison, and they went on to have four children, Ellsworth Yunkin, Laura Anna, Molly Chalfont, and Ada Jones. During the war, Harrison went to Harnedsville, near here, to enlist in the 85th Pennsylvania Infantry. The regiment then marched to Uniontown, where they received their uniforms and weapons, and they trained there and then were sent off to Virginia. As did many fellow soldiers, Harrison Yunkin began to suffer from chronic diarrhea and hemorrhoids while on a march from Fortress Monroe to Richmond in Virginia. He and the regiment took part in the war's famed Peninsula Campaign. Now, at the Battle of Fair Oaks and Seven Pines, he was shot in the left lung. Said the Somerset Herald newspaper, quote, "The bullet passed entirely through the chest, his life being saved by having a silk kerchief drawn through the wound," unquote. He lay on the battlefield until medical care arrived the next day. Can you imagine? Harrison left the regiment for medical care and was sent to Boston, where he was treated at the Chelsea Naval Hospital near the Boston Navy Yard. After recovering, he was sent back home on furlough to rest and then was ordered back to his regiment, which now had moved to Folly Island, South Carolina. And, while back on duty there, he contracted further bowel problems. And as you can imagine, the soldiers were constantly ingesting very poor quality food, probably poorly prepared, and were constantly drinking dirty water out of desperation. Harrison was discharged on the 4th of July, 1863. He just wasn't getting better. He returned to Ursina and found that his lung wound made it very difficult to draw a full breath. He immediately applied for and was awarded a military pension. His friend Aaron Shannon, who had known him his entire life, said that after Harrison's return home, the soldier was an invalid, unfit for manual labor. Other friends worked with and for Harrison in the farm fields and felt he could not perform the same as an able-bodied man. One doctor wrote that, quote, "The ball had passed through the upper portion of the lung in a manner that would seem as if his recovery was one of those remarkable cases for which doctors can't well account. The location is such that one would suppose death would have followed almost immediately." Well, in 1883, the Yunkins moved from Addison in Somerset County to Pennsville in Fayette County. And then in 1889, they relocated to Scottsdale, and then in 1891 to Jeannette in Westmoreland County. In 1893, Harrison was involved in a lawsuit over a $250 debt. The matter was disputed, and it went into litigation, and the case was appealed all the way to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. You can look it up. In Jeannette, Harrison worked as a janitor, and then they made one final move into the home of their married daughter, Ada Jones, in Indiana County, Pennsylvania. Afflicted with a lesion on his heart and chronic kidney ailments, Harrison died in the Jones home in 1919. Burial was in the Oakland Cemetery in Indiana. So if today's Mount Union group is ever going to mark all of the known graves of the Ross Rush Post, They're going to have to take a road trip. The second soldier for today is John Enos, the son of Jonathan Enos and Sarah Marker. John Enos married Martha Jane Phillippe, the daughter of Samuel Phillippe and Mary Ann Youngkin. John Enos stood 5'5" with a fair complexion, light hair, and blue eyes. The Enoses had 9 known children: Samuel Judson Enos, James Milton Enos, Marshall Enos, John Enos, Herman Enos, Mary Emma Enos, Laura Musgrove, Amanda Hayes, and Ellen Krigger. John dutifully wrote their names and dates of birth in their family Bible. The family used midwives in the births of their children. Back in the day, before hospitals were available for that, a local woman, Elizabeth Growell of Kingwood, is known to have assisted at Jonathan's birth in 1877, Herman's in 79, Martha's in 83, and Ella's in 85. Martha, her married sister Mary Ann Krigger, in whose home the Enoses lived at the time, was midwife for Marshall's birth in 1874. Now, during the Civil War, John served in the 1st Regiment of the Pennsylvania Provost Battalion. The unit became known as the 88th Pennsylvania Infantry. His term of service was 6 months, 21 days, beginning shortly before the Battle of Gettysburg. Nothing more is known about John's military service, and it's doubtful that he saw any meaningful action with the enemy, if at all. Now, after the war's end, the Enoses lived in Humbert, Somerset County, where Martha was a member of the Pattytown Methodist Episcopal Church. As time went on, John Enos suffered pneumonia and kidney issues, and he died in 1890 at the age of 48, awfully young. Burial was in the Youngkin Cemetery at Pattytown. No obituary has been found in local papers, but you can see his stone there at the Youngkin Cemetery. Now, an interesting side story: after his death, the assessor of Lower Turkey Foot Township, James B. Colborne, wrote that he did not consider the Enos farm worth any more than $400. And he said as quote, which I think gives us a window into the challenges faced by widows of the time, "Martha's only support is her own manual labor and the support of her 2 sons, Marshall and Jonathan. She has no income from any source. We know that her husband John Enos, when living, could not support his family from the products of the farm. He was compelled to work away from home to earn money to support the family, and the sons have been compelled to do the same thing, to support the family since the death of their father. We have saw the farm often and know that it is very poor and impossible for a widow like her to make a living on it. If not for the support of her children, the widow would be compelled to go to the poorhouse for a living," unquote. The third and final soldier that I'll discuss on this podcast is Marcellus Andrews, or Marsh for short. He was born in Addison, Somerset County, the son of James Andrews and Elizabeth Youngkin. During the war, he joined the 1st West Virginia Cavalry and was sent for training to the state capital in Charleston, or what became the state capital. Later, he reenlisted in the 2nd West Virginia Cavalry, and in the March of 1864 began suffering attacks of diphtheria. In the autumn of 64, he took part in the Battle of Winchester, Virginia. And in fighting there, his regiment was driven off the field by the rebels, he remembered, and retreated to Stevenson's Depot. While on retreat, Marcellus Andrews was shot in the left hip, with the bone dislocating and the miniball lodged in the vertebrae of his spine. Many years later, the Marysdale Commercial noted that, quote, "this incapacitated him from further active service, but he was not finally discharged till after the war ended." The wound became infected, leading to an abscess of the hip joint and causing pain on the nerves around the pelvis. And while still in the Army, he was treated in Baltimore and then was transferred to Annapolis. After receiving a military discharge, he returned home and married Rowena Snyder, daughter of Levi Snyder and Susan Ringer. Marsh and Rowena went on to have a dozen children, among them Minnie Murphy, Albert Andrews, Milton Andrews, Susan Andrews, Cora Michaels, Leroy Andrews, Eleanor Hoyt, Garfield Andrews, Charles Bonner Andrews, Harrison Andrews, Earl Andrews, and Mabel Ankeny. After the war, they lived in different parts of Somerset County before moving to Yersinia. In 1882, they made their home locally in what was known as the Red House. Not sure where that is today. And Marsh made a living buying cattle and sheep. He was active with the Rush Post of the Veterans, attended many reunions, and then in 1889 he was elected assessor of the borough of Yersinia. Now for 32 years, he remained afflicted from the effects of the enemy bullet, which was never removed during that time. The injury caused his leg to stand at a crooked angle of 45 degrees from the other leg, and he was forced to use a cane to walk. The wound discharged pus constantly. It grew increasingly worse, even excruciating. And so he resorted to using morphine in large doses, wrote a physician, and that would be a predecessor of today's heroin. To help ease the pain, he drank excessively. In 1896, when he was age 15, Marcellus Andrews went to Mercy Hospital in Pittsburgh for an X-ray to try to locate that bullet, and he underwent surgery. And sadly, while the operation was a success, a septic infection set in with the wound refusing to heal, and he died 9 days later. In an obituary, the Maresdale Commercial noted his passing as follows. Quote, "Everyone knows Marshall Andrews." The paper called him Marshall, not Marcellus. "Everyone knows Marshall Andrews of Yersinia, who was crippled by a mini-ball during the war and has been a cripple ever since. He was buried Wednesday. It was thought he was improving, but this was deceptive. Reaction came, then weakness and death," unquote. A surgeon noted that Marsh had been strongly addicted to morphine for years, and no doubt the condition of his system brought about an early death. So you see, addiction to escape pain is not unique to our time today. And the 1 ounce bullet, which was removed from his spine, was given to our friend Leroy Forker, who we talked about earlier. And Leroy would show it publicly from time to time. Well, that concludes part 2 of my 3-part series about Civil War soldiers who were members of the Ross Rush Post of the Grand Army of the Republic, the Civil War group of veterans in Yersinia, Pennsylvania. Please stay tuned for the 3rd part in my series, and if you'd like to learn far more about these soldiers and their families in detail, visit my website at www.minard.com.